Saskatoon, Saskatchewan Teachers Federation have announced they will go on a one-day province-wide strike on Tuesday, January 16. STF is giving 5 days' notice, instead of the legally required 48 hours, because they say this will provide families advance notice and provide an opportunity for the province to, according to their news release, change course. The last thing any teacher wants is for negotiations to impact the school year, so we are exhausting every possible option to get government back to the table, said STF President Samantha Bicote in a statement. At every turn, teachers have said that committees are getting us nowhere on these urgent issues, and a new deal must include items to address class size and complexity. Government remains intransigent, even after conciliation. This is not bargaining. They are making decisions based on politics and student learning is suffering for it. A key sticking point, according to the union, is what they say is the province's refusal to negotiate on class size and complexity. They pointed to the report of the Conciliation Board this week, which they maintain backs their position that class size and complexity can be addressed through the bargaining process. The province has maintained this as an issue that should be discussed with local school divisions outside the bargaining process. STF states in their news release that additional job action will follow if the government's intransigence continues. A virtual parent and caregiver information night is to take place at 7 p.m. Sunday, January 14, where Bicote is to provide information about the status of contract negotiations, STF proposals, the potential for teacher job action and the state of education in Saskatchewan. Teachers and parents are united in wanting the best for their kids, said Bicote. We want to provide families with as much information as possible. This is a fight for the future of publicly funded education in Saskatchewan, and schools need the support of our communities. I encourage everyone across the province to reach out to your neighbors and friends, contact your elected officials, and let them know that the students of this province deserve a government that will provide them with the resources they desperately need. They are also urging supporters to contact Education Minister Jeremy Cockrell to voice their concerns. In response to the announcement, Minister Cockrell issued this statement. We are disappointed that the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation executive continues to work toward a strike while the government trustee bargaining committee remains at the bargaining table, ready to talk. Outside of that process, we have demonstrated our commitment to addressing classroom complexity with record funding, and two brand new pilot projects announced just this week. We know that disrupting learning is not what is in the best interest of students, and that deals are reached at the bargaining table, not on the picket line. We also know that the STF's decision affects parents and that school divisions are already working to communicate directly with parents and caregivers. The GTBC has put forward a fair deal for teachers with a 7% raise over 3 years, ensuring Saskatchewan teachers remain paid above the Western Canadian average. The GTBC would like to continue discussing competitive salary and benefits but cannot with the STF refusing to return to the table. Saskatchewan Federation of Labour President Lori Jobe has issued this statement. The SFL is unwavering in our support of the planned job action by Saskatchewan Teachers Federation. The provincial government's disdain of both public education and collective bargaining is no secret. Our member unions representing thousands of education workers can attest to the challenges raised by teachers. If you care about decent public education, I urge you to support teachers at this critical moment. On Wednesday, Regina School Division sent an email and text addressed to families regarding the labor situation. The joint statement from Director of Education Darren Bolt and Chair Sarah Cummings-Trishkovsky stated as follows. While we do not know when or what form any STF job action could take, Regina Public Schools would like to assure you that the safety of students is always our top priority. We recognize that any change to school operations can be disruptive and unsettling. We are committed to keeping all families and staff informed of any changes to school operations. Please look for future communications from Regina Public Schools by email and on our website, EDSB and social media channels. For now, school operations will continue as normal. However, should we receive notice that job action will occur, Regina Public Schools will notify families and staff as soon as possible.